Listen, we are all trying to unlock our full potential and maximize our productivity. I want to introduce you guys to Magic Mind, the ultimate brain-boosting solution. This will help transform your daily routine. In a fast-paced world, staying focused and energized can be a real challenge. But with Magic Mind, you'll experience a powerful blend of natural ingredients scientifically designed to enhance your cognitive performance. Picture this. You wake up feeling refreshed, take a sip of Magic Mind, and feel an immediate surge of mental clarity and sustained energy. No jitters, no crashes, just pure focus and productivity to conquer your day. Magic Mind's premium formula combines matcha, adaptogens, nootropics, and essential nutrients to optimize your brain function, improve memory, and boost creativity. It's like having a personal productivity coach in every bottle. But that's not all. Magic Mind is also a stress buster. Say goodbye to those anxious moments and hello to a calmer, more relaxed state of mind. It's the secret weapon successful entrepreneurs, artists, and top performers rely on. So whether you're in the office, hitting the gym, or pursuing your other passions, Magic Mind will help keep you in the zone so you can unlock your true potential. So don't settle for mediocre when greatness is within your reach. Ready to upgrade your mind? Head over to magicmind.com and revolutionize your daily routine. Enter code BUSINESSANDBOURBON for an exclusive discount for Business and Bourbon members. Again, that's magicmind.com, code BUSINESSANDBOURBON. Business and Bourbon. Why the hell did you start a business? Real talk, real people.
What is my value? Because I didn't know it at the time.
Real drinks.
I am not everybody's cup of tea.
We're going to get real, man. This is where you need to be. I'm Ronnell Richards, and this is where leaders come. You're very open in sharing your story. Why?
We're doing business with human beings.
Like all those questions you would ask yourself if you transition to become an entrepreneur.
No guidelines, no rules. Make it happen. Education, inspiration, and motivation. Man, I can't wait to get into this. Welcome back to Business and Bourbon, where we have real talk with real people. I'm your host, Ronnell Richards, the founder of Business and Bourbon, and we are coming to you live from the beautiful Venetian, where we've got this amazing penthouse suite where we've gone ahead and Business and Bourbon did up. Got all of our folks in town. We flew in Richie Michaels. We've got some amazing leaders that we're featuring during this season 4 of Business and Bourbon. And yeah, I'm just stoked to share this experience with you all. So I hope you're ready, because today I got a banger. You know what? If I'm being honest, like, again, I'm kind of spoiled because everyone that I get on this platform, like, this is a platform for leaders. It's the reason why we do it the way that we do it. Everything in person. We don't do that virtual stuff. When people come on the Business and Bourbon platform, they are committed. They're committed to sharing their truth. They're committed to helping to educate those that want to have success in business and life and all that stuff. So, all right, enough of me rambling on. It's time to get into the episode. Today, I've got my buddy Rick Duran here hanging out with us in the Business and Bourbon Lounge. Got his team on the other side. Can you tell them to quiet down a little bit?
They're having too much fun there, right? This is awesome.
Great we want venue. Them to have fun. Yeah. Welcome, my friend. How you
appreciate,
feeling?
Appreciate the invite.
So,
glad to be here.
The whiskey. Now, have you tasted any whiskey yet?
We have.
Okay. Do you have a favorite yet?
You know, I'm still going through, in my mind, I'm kind of going through like a tasting wheel of which bourbon I like, which, you know, so not yet, but I promise you I will once I walk out of
here. Did you ask Richie what his favorite bourbon is?
I did.
What'd he say?
I did.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Right? Because you've got about 6 or 7 very, very nice whiskeys out there. Yeah. I don't remember exactly.
So his go-to, which I've stolen on many occasions, is usually whichever one you're buying.
Oh, there you go.
And you can now use that as
yeah,
well.
There we go. I like it.
So Rick, you know, this podcast is really about leadership, but it's really about kind of getting to who we are as leaders and not just what it is that we do, sharing stories. So one of the ways I like to do that, it's fun for me because I'm a music geek, is I like to start by asking you, like, what do you listen to? Who's your favorite musician? Who's your favorite group? What's on your playlist, your Spotify playlist?
Yeah, great question. So So I'm from Texas.
Okay.
Right. So I do have to admit, I love country music.
Okay. Oh, right? Rick. Okay.
Hang on. My favorite band is actually AC/DC.
Nice.
So I'm a country guy that loves AC/DC.
Nice.
Go figure that out, right? So, you know, if I'm in the mood where I need to get energized and just get pumped up.
Oh, there's nothing better.
AC/DC, right? Yeah. Like the bass, you know, Thunderstruck, Who Made Who. I mean, just gets me going.
There's something wrong with you if you don't like Thunderstruck.
I love it.
No, I'm serious.
No, I hear you. Right. If you don't like it.
But, you know, I'm not going to let you just slide past that country thing. You know that, right? So who do you like? Like your country artists? Like what? Because there's now country is not what it used to
be.
No,
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
Taylor Swift is country.
Right.
Right. Like it's there's like popular, like pop music sort of country. Then there is what I like. I like the old school guys. So I do like a little bit of like I'm a Johnny Cash guy.
There
like,
you go.
Okay. But who do you like?
So, you know, I'm going to say it's got to be the king in my world, which is George Strait.
Okay.
Right? That's a classic. I can tell you, right, I did not have an opportunity to go.
Yeah.
But several weeks back in Texas, not too far from where I live, Willie Nelson and ZZ Top were playing together.
Willie Nelson
and ZZ first Top of all, on the same stage, right? That's a unique.
I'm trying to visualize that because like ZZ Top, I will always see them as that 80s group.
Absolutely.
Like what they were in the 80s. What do they look like today?
I think so. They haven't changed much other than just a lot of age, right? Yeah. As well as Willie Nelson. He's 90 plus years old, right? So, uh-huh. But,
God, he's in his 90s.
Yeah, you know, I look at these musicians, right? And we're kind of off topic, but this is great, right?
Getting this to is the other, topic.
Right? So you look at these musicians and like in their 80s and 90s, right? The classic, I'm like, you know, they lived a hard life.
Yeah.
Is there really anything wrong with that if they're living 80 to 90 still
I'm
on stage,
you,
right?
You know, I look at like.
You got the Rolling Stones out
the
there.
The Stones. It,
bingo, right?
Like, and we know they did everything.
Yes.
And probably still are. I don't know. So, you know what? Then we do have the 23 Club, which is all of those like Janis Joplin. And,
oh yeah,
is
yeah.
it 28?
28.
It's 28.
Okay.
All of Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Yeah.
So for there's a lot
it's
of those
a trade off. But you know, back to the original question, right? So George Strait. When I look at country, George Strait, Luke Combs.
Okay.
I like Luke Combs, right? Blake Shelton, right? Luke Bryan. So, you know, it's kind of that vibe, if you will.
Luke, he's the Georgia guy, right?
He's a country guy. I'll just leave it at that because I'm not sure where, but he's a country guy.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like he's a Georgia, like he's from Georgia and like a really big deal. And someone's going to call me out on this if I'm wrong, which I probably am because, well, my Spotify playlist doesn't have any of those guys.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, if I'm hanging out with you. You know, we'll switch it up.
Come to Texas.
Bit.
We'll change you.
So let's talk a little bit about what it is that you do and how you're changing the world of business. Tell me about your gig. What are you up to? What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the Chief Revenue Officer of AdCom Solutions, right? So what we do is we basically are a managed solution provider. So we have our own network operations center. We're managing clients' networks across the globe, names that you would recognize, household names, as it relates to just ensuring that their network is up and running at all times. My job is to make sure, number one, we're taking care of the client, taking care of our employees, right? Our employees. And then ultimately, what we want to make sure is that we're providing value to the customer.
Yeah.
Right? For us to provide a service in a non-valued environment is a price commodity. We don't want to play that game. We want to add value. We want to add trust.
All and about then, value.
Absolutely. Right? That's what it's about. We're also a big AT&T partner exchange solution provider. So we're actually set up there initially and love working with AT&T and the partner exchange arena.
I love having that value conversation because I feel like a lot of people talk about it, but they're not really about that life, right? And it's interesting to have to sit down with the CRO and have that be the first thing that you say because that's not something that you are typically going to hear from a CRO, right? They're not. It's usually like someone that's more in that customer success sort of area where they're usually going to talk about, okay, what are the outcomes for our clients? What value are we bringing? But the fact that you're talking about that tells me a lot about you because that's how I think. If you've read the book, Shut the Hell Up and Sell. If you haven't, I don't know what you're doing with your life and I know where you can find one. Just reach out to me.
There you go.
But that's what we're talking about. Like how as sales leaders, we can bring more value, but, you know, focus on the value and the outcomes that we're trying to create for customers. So, all right, that's the business thing. I want to get a little bit more into what makes you tick, what you're about. And so you're obviously a really important guy, and your company is killing it. I've been seeing you guys for a lot of years.
Thank you. We're proud.
But where did it start for you? Like, what was what's that first kind of like trans? For me, I know there was a transitional gig at McLeod USA. What got me started into the technology world. Where did it start for you? Tell me your origin story.
So the start of the technology world for me is actually at MCI. Years back, right? So I'm going back to the old telco.
So you were
days.
Responsible.
I was not responsible, right? For all those that were at MCI, we had a great thing going at the time. You know, business changes and sometimes not for the best.
Yeah.
But when I got into the business, it was all about taking care of my employees, mm-hmm. right? So I was a team manager working in a call center. This is pre-internet. I'm going to date myself with your viewers here. This is pre-internet. You know, if you wanted to check the balance on your small business invoice, you had to call in.
Yeah.
Right. So it was our group that handled that type of information that came in. And from there, it's just taking care of customers, taking care of employees. And if you do that, right, mm-hmm. with a really strong company, you create a great culture for your environment.
Yeah.
The rest will take care of itself. Mm. Right. Because it's very contagious when you've got an environment that is encouraging for employees. Mm-hmm. Right. We want employees to be successful. At the same time, we don't frown on failure mm-hmm. because failure is a good thing. Because mm-hmm. the only way you learn is by making mistakes, right? So we encourage risk-taking within a certain degree because that is how we push our employees and how we push us as a company, mm-hmm. right? Because in technology, you know this. All of our viewers know this. In technology, if you're stagnant, you're passed out.
There you go.
So what we've got to do is continue to be on the cutting edge. We're not always going to make the right decision. We learn from those. We regroup. We recalibrate. And then we relaunch as needed.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be thinking about what's happening 6 months
Absolutely.
From now. And so would you say like that foundation of how to build a team that's kind of like stuck with you since the MCI days, it drives you today? Like you kind of take that same sort of MCI like playbook? Because, you know, let me back up really quick because MCI gets a bad knock for a lot of things. but I have found that, first of all, there were a lot of successful people at MCI that are still in the industry, but I've always heard some pretty good things about how they were treated while they were there. So anyway, the question back to you, is that something that you feel like that was where it started for you and you continue to do that to this day in terms of building your current organization?
Absolutely. So it's, you know, if you look at managing an organization, managing people, and ultimately supporting clients, mm-hmm. it's trust. It's relationships. In the IT world, you have to provide value, right? And then what comes of that is loyalty over time.
Yeah.
So as you grow up in the IT space, and really any space in general, as you start out of school or as you start directly in the environment, you're dealing with, you know, a different level of individuals. Perhaps it's like a first-line customer, and as you grow in your career, they're growing as well. So before you know it, you know, 10, 15, 20 years later, you're talking to the executives because you've grown through the ranks with them.
Yeah.
But going back to MCI and the trust, the loyalty with employees, and I'll go back to in the IT world, you have to provide value. You have to be seen as a consultant. You know, my philosophy when I've always managed organizations is I don't want a team of sellers that have to go with every question to another individual in the organization.
Mm.
So when a customer has a question, the customer's looking for you to at least provide your opinion and your insight. And if you don't have that, you're focused more on taking them to the golf course or taking them out to drinks, that's fine. But really what that customer's looking for is, I want your advice to help me in my business decision.
Yeah.
Not saying that every seller needs to know every answer, but you've got to provide value up front. And then from there, everything else falls into place.
Yeah, they want an advisor. They want someone that is a true partner in their business.
Absolutely.
I am so excited to tell you about South Puget Sound Community College's Craft Beverage Business Management Program. You see, SPSCC's Craft Beverage Business Management Program is designed to provide you with the skills and knowledge you need to succeed in one of the fastest growing sectors in business. With a curriculum that includes courses on beverage production, distribution, and marketing, you'll learn the ins and outs of the craft beverage industry from some experienced professionals. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to network with industry leaders and gain valuable hands-on experience through internships and field trips. But check this out, that's not all. You'll also have access to state-of-the-art facilities and equipment. including a beautiful pilot brewery, cidery, and distillery. You'll learn the latest techniques and technologies for brewing, fermenting, and distilling. So if you're passionate about craft beer, cider, or spirits, and want to turn that passion into a career, visit spscc.edu/brewing.
Business and bourbon.
Why the hell did you start a business?
Real talk, real people.
What is my value? Because I didn't know it at the time.
Real drinks.
I am not everybody's cup of tea.
We're going to get real, man. This is where you need to be. I'm Ronnell Richards, and this is where leaders come.
You're very open in sharing your story. Why?
We're doing business with human beings.
Like all those questions you would ask yourself if you transition to become an entrepreneur.
No guidelines, no rules, make it happen.
Education, inspiration, and motivation. Man, I can't wait to get into this. Welcome back to Business and Bourbon. I'm your host, Ronnell Richards, the founder of Business and Bourbon, and we are live. Well, maybe not live to you, but we are recording live from the Channel Partners or Channel Futures. What are we calling ourselves nowadays? It's Channel Futures or Channel Partners. I don't know, but we're at their 2023 Expo and coming to you from the Business and Bourbon Lounge, which is our beautiful penthouse.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Isn't it?
Gorgeous up here.
Yeah, but you know what? We put our little Business and Bourbon sprinkle on it, right?
You to really
make it, just take it to the next level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, it's just a normal penthouse. And we all know that, like, normal penthouses just aren't that dope.
Yeah, oh, no.
They're just, they're mid.
It's just a room. I mean, you're not in your room much. I mean, I come up to the room to sleep at night. That's about it.
Well, so we put our little spin on this. And so I've had the opportunity to sit down and meet with some great leaders and some folks I really respect in the industry, and none less than my friend Travis Cornut here with me today. What's going on, brother?
Thanks. I'm having a blast. We had that panel earlier this morning, and you know, it's my nerves were kind of shot, but being up there with you guys, it was just like having a conversation with this three friends again. So
you and I were honored to sit on a panel today to talk about branding and humanizing LinkedIn.
Yep.
So what was your key takeaway from that? You think maybe our audience can benefit? Because you dropped some wisdom bombs, man.
Well, I think the most important thing is you know, talking about building your own personal brand and the connotations that has. So not losing track of the personality, really in everything that you do, whether it's between my personal brand or Volley communication brand. But keeping that same message, and people can tell when you're fake. So just don't even try it, especially on social media, where things can just be magnified. And it just all takes is a share or one person to say something. So it's, I think what everybody talked about today too is basically the same thing is don't deviate from making it personal and to
being who you are.
Yeah. Being exactly who you are.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You just said like people know, and they do know, they really do. And you know, if you're someone that's doing these kind of like inauthentic things, like repeatedly, people know, and they're probably talking about it your back. Like I've seen that. I'd encourage people to do the same thing, man. Just be you. And that's kind of what I took from it as well. Just, hey, be you, but also be, if this is about business, which for you it is, for me it is as well, let's be smart and be strategic and think about what it is that you're doing and if it's producing the outcomes that you want.
Yeah. Like you said today during the panel, you know, everything that you do, you do it for a purpose. There's a plan. There's a strategy behind it. Yeah. And so it's
sometimes those strategies suck.
Yeah.
Sometimes they fail, but whatever. So listen, man,
cheers to failing. Cause
I'm looking at your intake form and you have me laughing.
Oh God.
So we do this little form, guys, a little intake form for guests. Cause I want to get a little background. I want to know some things about them. And your drink, your choice of drink. Oh my God, dude, you write Busch Light?
Oh.
You drink Busch Light?
Well, I'm Midwesterner through and through, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I'm from Ohio.
I know, man, but... Ugh.
I know. but then I like bourbon. I like whiskey.
Yeah.
I mean, I
you have favorites?
Give me an Angel's Envy, and I'll be drinking it all night.
I love Angel's Envy. Shout out to Angel's Envy, but special shout out to Rabbit Hole. We Rabbit Hole is our buddies in Louisville, Kentucky, and they make such delicious.
Oh, I
beers.
Just had that rye out there, and oh,
wasn't man, it amazing? Oh, it's so good. Wow, yeah. I love those guys. So anytime they're part of one of our experiences, it's great.
Oh,
so,
yeah, no, and great. Oh, yeah. That's a fun experience just to be. That was just fun talking right. to those guys. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, we have our master taster, Richie Michaels, out here hanging out, educating and pouring. And, yeah, he's a hoot, isn't he?
Oh, like, yeah. This dude. Yeah. I was talking to him for about 10 minutes out there. No, yeah. I had a blast.
And I don't know, man. Anytime you have a little British accent, you just sound smarter, too. So, hey, I want to get into your story and get into your journey a little bit. Before we get into your journey, we got a guest hanging out with us.
We sure do.
Your buddy.
My best friend.
My best friend. You guys are
my boy.
Josh, hop in here, man. We're going to do something we haven't done on Business and Bourbon in a long time.
I'm going to let you stand this time.
So we had here. We had a couple of best friends on like 4 years ago, and shout out to them. However, you guys are our second pair of best friends. What did we call that? Two Dope Girls in a DeLorean. That was the name of that episode.
I love
guys,
it.
Check that out. All right.
So
anyway,
DeLorean.
Yeah.
Fun fact. So in Back to the Future, the first movie, when he goes to the past.
Yeah.
October 26, 1985. My birthday.
Really?
So Back to the Future has always and will always be my all-time favorite film.
Wow.
So you said DeLorean made me think of that. Sorry.
Okay. Well, coming back to the present time.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about what it is that you guys do. I've got you both. We're going to tag team this microphone. Tell us what you do. Go
okay,
ahead, Josh.
Okay, so I'll do it at a very quick high level. Right. Yeah. So our main space is telecommunications, right? So primarily, our flagship product is our SIP trunks, right? Yeah. So providing SIP trunking, DIDs, toll-free, origination, termination, E911, all built within our geo-redundant SIP solution.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of really cool things that we offer to the partner that a lot of the other individual or companies in the industry just don't. We've tried to identify all of the areas in the industry that are difficult for partners. And we've tried to either automate them or do them on behalf of the partner or the customer.
Okay.
So we that's what sort of makes us unique. We have extreme flexibility within our product. We are platform agnostic.
Yeah.
To date, I think we've provided connectivity to 7 different solutions, which is really beneficial to the customer because then they're not locked into a single solution. They can find the best solution for different areas of their business,
mm-hmm.
but have one common denominator, and that's a single point of connectivity.
Okay.
So it keeps a lot of their cost down because it keeps a lot of their communication on net. So they're not bouncing from one provider to another provider, getting charged here, getting charged there.
Yeah.
One single point for all solutions.
Nice. So, okay, so
that's a very high level.
Well, no, hey, we got to know. And right. Now we know. From right. Now we know what you do. All right, but I want to get into who you are.
Okay.
That's what we're about here at Business and Bourbon. So the next thing I want to ask you guys is, where do I want to start? Because I want to go a lot of different directions with you guys, but it'll end up being like a 2-hour conversation because there's so much that we can talk about. We've
We're
talked about
everybody's podcast back.
I know, right? let's talk about your origin story. So first of all, you guys are friends,
right? Yep.
Best friends,
and brothers and from other mothers.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
So what has that been like working together and growing a business?
So, oh, can I, mind?
Go ahead.
So I think it provides tremendous value, especially for Travis as a leader in the industry, because he and I have always not only had each other's backs, right? I'm always in his corner, mm-hmm. and I know he's always in my corner. So much so that my kids call him Uncle Travis, his kids call me Uncle Josh, right? Yeah. I mean, it's to that level. But I think that's so important, and I think it's such a vital thing within an industry or within a business to have someone that you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, he's got my back.
Yeah.
Now, that's not, I have your back no matter what. I have your back, but I'm also there to call you out.
Mm-hmm.
So not being afraid to say, hey, man, maybe we should have done that a little bit different. And him saying, you know, maybe you shouldn't have said that, right? So being able to be accountable to each other,
yeah,
which ultimately is the best thing for anybody's business. You don't have one person just calling all the shots.
Yeah.
And it's you just surround yourself with yes people. You got to surround yourself with some no people too, because it keeps you grounded. It keeps you focused. And it makes the journey a team effort instead of a singular vision.
You know what I really picked up from what you just said was, so I've seen the partnership, and I've seen partners in business, and I've coached and consulted with folks that were partners in business, and usually where I see they struggle with, or rather their biggest struggle, is they're not willing to receive that, whatever that is, that constructive criticism, yeah, or that, yeah, negative thing. They're not receiving, like, they're both willing to like put it out there because you're friends.
Right.
I know you from way back, right? Like, I think in the Two Dope Girls in a DeLorean episode, we talked about how like one of them held the other's hair while she was like throwing up in like college or something like that. But that's the sort of relationship, right, you have, right?
Right?
So it's easy to say stuff that it could be perceived as critical, but it's really hard to receive it, mm-hmm, right? Anyway, so what do you think, Travis?
Well, Josh and I before this were in energy together, and when you're the energy business, I would recommend don't get in it. It's bad. I think that's actually the reason why I'm balding. But when the economy goes through really, really bad downturns, the energy sector gets hit the worst. So I think on the where we took our brotherhood and then kind of merged it in where we do professionally, is we had to deal with a lot of crap like during 2008, 2014, when we got the polar vortex. And so it's when you go through a lot of crap with someone, I'm getting emotional because he's my best friend. It's just easy to do. So because I know that he loves me, and when he tells me, let's go about it a different way. And that, honestly, it's why I screen a lot of things back. Hey, will you read this before I email this out? And so it's just having someone that's always been in your corner. And I've already gone through, you know, we've already been working together for 15 years. You know, we've gone through crap together. So it's being able to go into telecom kind of like a clean slate. I think it's kind of just having him as a friend is a superpower.
So what I heard in that is that you don't ever question intention.
No,
like, you know, the intention
always
is true and honest. So if the intention is always on point, and you can receive whatever it is that comes.
And especially if you're going into business with your best friend, you have to have that prior to going into business.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think to sort of feed off of that too, is that, like you said, with intention, you know, it used to be in the beginning of our friendship, it was, hey, now know that this comes from a place of love and care. Yeah. We don't have to say that to each other because it's assumed, right? So when I come to him, it's not, you know, this comes from a good place, because he already knows it does. And I know already knows when he says it to me, I know it comes from a good place, right? So the intention is there. We know it's there, and we don't have to sort of lean on anymore, because it's sort of, we take it for granted because we know, because we've been friends and colleagues for so long. And I think, again, that's another vital point within business. Knowing that the person, when they come to you, A, how'd that sound, right? Being able to ask, but then B, when they offer that constructive criticism, knowing it always comes from a place of love, and we're trying to make each other better.
Mm. So what advice would you guys share for someone else that's maybe, you know, another couple of friends that maybe want to get into business together, that haven't gone through the trials that you guys have gone through? Like, what advice would you share with them?
I think the best piece of advice I would share is be okay with the uncomfortable. Be okay and not insecure in your friendship. Because a lot of people, I feel like, they say, that's my best friend. But when it really comes to it and they have to sort of hit it at a sensitive spot or something that's sort of on bound or right on the line, yeah, being okay with, I know that they're going to love me past this, right? Because I know that it comes. So I'm not insecure in my friendship with him.
Yeah.
Knowing that after this, tomorrow, if either one of us are upset, it's It's never forever.
Yeah.
It's, we'll talk through it. We've been through stuff like this before, and we're not insecure in knowing that he's got my back and I got his back and always will.
Travis, where do you think that comes from?
I think it comes from our faith. Mm-hmm. We met each other at a church camp, and at the time we were actually both going to be youth ministers, and so we did a lot of growing up with each other.
Yeah.
Really quickly. And in our faith, out of everything that we've been through, the thing that's always been number one priority for both of us has been our faith in God. And I think that's, once you have that, everything else trickles down into, you know, if you try to live by it as the best you can, and really make it the forefront of your mind, it trickles down to everything that you do. And one of the most natural things it should be is your friendships and everything. So that having that as a common ground should just solidify that even more. So,
well, as an observer, what I love about you guys is that you live that, and you're not afraid to have that be part of your, for lack of a better way to put this, your business image, brand, whatever. That's who you are.
Right.
And so because that's who you are, that's why I like it and I believe it. Like, you know, some people, they use things like that from time to time to create images and brands, but that's who you guys are, and I appreciate that and respect that.
Yeah, well,
I mean, Christ is the perfect example, right? He surrounded himself with 12 disciples, 12 of his best friends, 12 people who he knew he could trust, could have deep, intimate conversations with, and know, regardless, they love me, I love them. Yeah. Of course, you know, Christ loves everybody, but even, you know, his example, he surrounded himself with 12 people he could trust because he understood that growth comes through community. Growth comes through friendship.
Yeah.
We were never created to be a singular person for existence. We were created to be in relationship and have a small circle of intimate relationships that you can lean on for growth. And I think that applies not only to life, but to business as well.
Nice.
So,
what's it like living in the same house? I'm just kidding. Yeah.
We've done that
before.
You guys
are so close.
We've done that before.
So before we got married, our wives, we joke because we're like, you do realize you're not just marrying me, you're marrying Travis too, yeah. And vice versa. Holly, you know, you're not just marrying me, you're marrying Josh too.
Yeah. But my wife grew up with, like, they live in the same town and everything. And I, although I didn't know his wife, I went to school with his wife my entire life. So it's a small world. God puts people in certain places for a reason.
Love it. All right. So what do you guys do for fun up there? Tell me more. It's on Business and Bourbon, you know, what we really like to do is to get to the heart of who that leader is that's over, because there's not been one leader on this platform that isn't successful in business. They're all successful. I mean, that's why we have, before we started recording from the lounge here, I can't remember who asked me, but someone asked me, like, how many hundreds of episodes? Nope. Not hundreds of episodes, because we sit across the table from someone and have a real conversation.
Yes.
So it's an exclusive group. So when you're here, they already know you're successful in business. What matters is, who are you? Who's the person? All right, so what do you guys do for fun up in Ohio? What's the deal?
Well, my fun's probably different from his. I like to do nothing on the weekend. I watch a hockey game,
yeah.
Play hockey, talk about hockey maybe with my wife. See, my wife and I are just, we're both, actually I think she likes hockey maybe more than I do. So my fun is, I like to go sit on my porch. If anybody sees my LinkedIn posts, I do my porch post.
It's
my
beautiful
thing. We got land probably about 10 years ago, and it's been my favorite thing ever since. I don't care if it's negative 20 degrees outside. I will be on my porch with a cup of coffee, mm-hmm, and my dog next to me. So, and hockey. I mean, I'm finally getting back into adult league after completely destroying my foot 1 year. And so it's that's what I do for fun. Just hang out with my family. When you have two young kids that are in soccer and dance, it's hard to find some time. So when I do have that time, all I want to do is just relax.
Yeah, no doubt. I've been there. Josh, what about you?
Me, I would say cycle. I love riding.
You look like a cyclist.
Yeah, and you really know what? So quick story on that. So I was in college. I was 30 pounds overweight. I said, I got to figure something out. Mm-hmm. Bought a bike from Walmart. It was a GMC Denali road bike. Nice. With a little crank shifters.
Probably like 130 pounds, too.
Yeah. it was a tank with skinny wheels, yeah. And you felt everything. But there's something about being on the open road or on a trail in nature with all this peace around you. And it's the one true place that I can think.
Yeah.
I can connect with Christ. I can listen to Shut the Hell Up and Sell on audiobook, which listen to the whole thing while riding my bike.
Love it.
So it's just, it's my zen, right? It's my place of peace. It's where I think. And then I golf. And then my passion outside of that is, you and I had this conversation, donuts. And yes. I was talking to Jamal too. I travel for donuts. And when we're in a new town, I do 2 Yelp searches.
Yeah.
First Yelp search, always.
So donut. We're in Vegas. What donuts did you find?
I haven't found it because I haven't had a chance.
Me too.
We got to find donuts together.
But I actually did look. Yeah? So it's not that I haven't had a chance to look. Oh, I absolutely looked. I just have been busy not being able to look at it. So, guys, yes, we're going to have donuts. Yeah, at some point, donuts will have been had before we leave. I want to ask you guys one closing question.
Yeah.
Because you've got a lot of experience in business. You've been through a lot. I've talked to you guys about you've shared your personal stories in business and success and failure and all that. If you could impart some simple advice to your younger selves, what would that be? Like, and this can be business, it can be life, because it's all the same. We know that, right? It's all connected. What's some simple advice you'd give?
When I was in my early 20s, I wish I would have just did what I love to do, because I'm doing it now. And I did something I hated for 15 years, because it paid me well, took care of my kids. I was decent at the job. I mean, I could do the job well, and so I was competent in what I did, but I just hated it.
No.
So I wish I would have done something that I loved sooner.
Okay. Josh, what about you?
I've given this a lot of thought, and outside of this, 2 things. Take a risk, number one. I've been the most cautious person ever. Mm-hmm. I always did what was easy, what I knew, and what I was confident in. When I joined Volley Communications, I saw a vision, and it was the first time in my life I've ever took a risk.
Wow.
And I couldn't have been happier, honestly. And number 2, and that whole thing, that whole mindset that you have around authenticity and developing relationships, treating people like people and not like products. So many times earlier in my life at a previous job, it was always, give me your business, give me your business, give me your business. Now it's, who are you? Tell me about your life. And I told Eric Brooker this the first time I ever met him. I took him to a Ohio State game. Told him after that game, I was like, I could honestly care less if I ever do a single deal with you. You're just a good dude to know. And the same thing with you. I told you the same thing at IT Expo in Florida. We're sitting by the pool. Just met you. And I swear to you, you made me feel like I've known you my whole life.
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't care if we ever do business. You're just a good person to know.
Yeah.
And everything that you preach, that's who you are. You're the same person in front of a camera as you are behind the camera. And if I could tell my past self, is the same thing.
Yeah.
Treat a person like a person, not like a product.
Love it. But I am jealous. You said something that kind of made me a little bit jelly. Brooker went with you to an Ohio State game?
Just before I knew you.
What?
See, now so we got to all go together.
What?
Well, I got to get you guys at a hockey game, actually.
Buckeye.
We'll plan it around the same time.
Have you ever been this year?
No.
Okay. So I'm getting.
Just sit down.
Okay.
You're going to talk about Ohio State.
No, we're gonna make this quick because I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it.
Now, keep in mind, our audience is national, and we're getting regional with Ohio, but we're a national brand. Oh, by the way, OH.
IO.
There we go. Okay.
So it's not about that. There's something special about Ohio Stadium.
Yeah.
And when I said, man, getting chills. When you've never experienced it before, because I will take you to a night game because that's the best experience. But there's just something about that pregame feeling when you got 107,000 people on their feet.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden in the stadium you hear, oh.
Oh, yeah.
H.
Oh.
Getting goosebumps. When Brooker was there for the first time, I didn't even look at the stadium. I looked at him. because everybody's face is the same thing, same every time. It's just, it's incredible because it's 105, 107,000 people that are all there for a common purpose.
Yeah, I went to a road game a few years back. It was amazing because we took over that stadium. It was great. But
we travel well.
So, okay, it's happening. You guys heard it here
100%.
First. 100%. Okay, we got to wrap this bad boy. This has been fun. And like I said, we could talk for hours.
Oh, yeah.
And we will afterwards with donuts and whiskey.
Yes, I love it.
All right, guys, I need you to tell people what's the best way to get a hold of you. If they want to do some business with you guys, they want to connect with
you.
It's
all you, brother. You're all marketing.
You know, just for you can find me on LinkedIn. And honestly, just look for us on LinkedIn. We're everywhere there. Yeah. So it's
all right. Spell
Volleycom.com is our website.
Volleycom.
So VolleyComm.com.
Guys, and we'll have their information in the show notes as well, but make sure that you follow these guys on social. They are a good follow. Travis, the porch stuff has made me a little bit jealous as well because the view is cool, man. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm like, man, I could get like really zen out there. I can't get zen in my house.
Oh, man.
I mean, well, a little bit.
Well, when you can look up and actually see every single star in the sky.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Well, this has been a blast, but we got to wrap. Hey, guys, listen. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, please make sure you subscribe. Please make sure you subscribe and give us 5 stars and all that good stuff. We would very much appreciate it. If you haven't picked up my book, Shut the Hell Up and Sell, please do that as well. And leave that a review. So, as we end, we're going to end the way that we always end. And we got to bring Josh back into this picture because we always end every single show saying, that's a wrap is what I think I'm getting because I go, I got Shelby on the side of the production, like, hey, wrap it up, B. All right.
We out.
All right. So on three, can we get a we out?
Oh, yeah.
All right. On three. 1, 2, 3.
We out. Out.
Go, Bucks.
Business and Bourbon was edited and produced by Glass Ripper Media. Hey, if you like this episode, we'd love it if you rated us 5 stars on your favorite audio or video platform. If you didn't like it so much, rewind it, have another drink. I promise you it'll sound better the next time around. Hey, we also love it if you joined us in our community at businessandbourbon.live. Yeah, go to businessandbourbon.live and join our community for free. You'll have access to exclusive content, and you'll know when we're going to be in your neck of the woods for our best-in-class Business and Bourbon live experience. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Listen, we are all trying to unlock our full potential and maximize our productivity. I want to introduce you guys to Magic Mind, the ultimate brain-boosting solution. This will help transform your daily routine. In a fast-paced world, staying focused and energized can be a real challenge. But with Magic Mind, you'll experience a powerful blend of natural ingredients scientifically designed to enhance your cognitive performance. Picture this. You wake up feeling refreshed, take a sip of Magic Mind, and feel an immediate surge of mental clarity and sustained energy. No jitters, no crashes, just pure focus and productivity to conquer your day. Magic Mind's premium formula combines matcha, adaptogens, nootropics, and essential nutrients to optimize your brain function, improve memory, and boost creativity. It's like having a personal productivity coach in every bottle. But that's not all. Magic Mind is also a stress buster. Say goodbye to those anxious moments and hello to a calmer, more relaxed state of mind. It's the secret weapon successful entrepreneurs, artists, and top performers rely on. So whether you're in the office, hitting the gym, or pursuing your other passions, Magic Mind will help keep you in the zone so you can unlock your true potential. So don't settle for mediocre when greatness is within your reach. Ready to upgrade your mind? Head over to magicmind.com and revolutionize your daily routine. Enter code BUSINESSANDBOURBON for an exclusive discount for Business and Bourbon members. Again, that's magicmind.com, code BUSINESSANDBOURBON. So we've said value a lot. What does that mean to you? Let's break that down.
Sure. Like,
and how do you or your sellers, your company, how are you providing like that value? What is it to you first and how do you do it?
Yeah. So the way I describe value in the business world, specific to our business, right, is value is it's looking at the kind of the prism a different way.
Yeah.
Right. Looking at it from a customer's eyes. Right. I may think I'm providing value. My customer is the key, because mm-hmm. what I think is value versus what the customer thinks could be two different things.
Yes.
Right. And a lot of times when you're talking to a client, it's great to get confirmation back from them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because in a lot of cases, we think we're going down the right path. The customer may be daydreaming somewhere else because you've lost their interest. You've got to come back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is this on target? Is this what you're looking at? And then that's going to guide you in your next conversation.
Yeah.
But you've got to look at the prism from a different way, from the customer inward to yourself and your team. And if you feel like you're achieving the value from the customer's seat, then you're in the right path.
Yeah.
But you've got to get confirmation from that client. Is this on target? Is this what you're looking for?
Yes.
Exactly, right? And we provide a service. With AdCom Solutions, we're a service organization. I don't have a widget. I don't have a product, right? There's nothing that I'm going to ship to you that you're going to be able to touch, to feel. It's all service. It's all people. It's the tools that we have. So the value and the results dictate our success, mm-hmm. which we've been in business for 38 years in IT. We've been very successful. And it's really because the value through the people that we provide to the clients that expect a white glove, high touch model, that's dictated our success for 38 plus years.
Rick, I love that. You are speaking my language. You know, I posted something, I don't know, a few weeks back. And what I said is that salespeople, you don't get to determine what value is.
Not at all.
You don't determine it, but a lot of times sellers, they go into it. And you know what? Let's be fair. Corporate training prepares them for that. Like when you go to corporate training, a lot of times the corporate training, they're going through the value props,
yep.
or the perceived value props, right? And so when a new seller gets out there, okay, I have my list of 12 value props. And so it takes them further away from really understanding that customer and what value it means to them, what value is to them and their perception. So I love where you're going with that. Okay, listen, you're a guy that, your words, not mine, pre-internet. So you got a lot of wisdom. You've been through a lot. You've accomplished a lot. I would like you to share something. So that, you know, let's talk about, give me a lesson. Tell me something that you learned, you know, early in your career. Maybe something that you'd tell your younger self, life, business, whatever. You're full of that wisdom right now, and I want you to share it with me and share it with the audience. What you got?
What do I got? So wisdom or age? One of the two, but you're being politically correct with wisdom. I like that. I'm going to go with that, right? Obviously, the gray-bearded wonder that I am. So if we look at, I look at two examples in life, right, where I've got an experience. I remember when I did work in a call center, I had my manager come to me, mm-hmm. and this is pre-internet, and he was stating that, you know, Rick, we're looking at that the internet, that's evolving, and I'm going back in time, to post information so that our employees will have a reference. Because back in the day, your reference points were books on your desk,
yeah.
right? And I thought to myself, that's the most crazy thing I've ever heard. Right? Why would we leverage this thing called the internet to be a knowledge base? I wasn't open-minded.
Yeah.
Right? I was going down the path that I always did, and I wasn't thinking about the future. So that was a lesson learned in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is even the craziest idea today may be the right decision. You just have to be open to it and look through it through a different lens. Right? A lot of talk right now about ChatGPT, about yeah. artificial intelligence, right? There's going to be so many businesses out there that are going to be able to leverage it. We're looking at ChatGPT ourselves
mm-hmm.
as an example, right? If you're closed-minded today with artificial intelligence, you're probably going to miss the boat. The question is, how do you capitalize on it? So I look at where we are today with AI
mm-hmm.
to where I was years back when I had my manager come in my cube at the time and say, we're going to leverage this thing called the internet for knowledge bases. I'm like, you're crazy. Now it's ChatGPT. I'm like, bring it on. Love it.
So what changed you? Because that's how you looked at the internet like, oh, I'm not gonna mess with this. And you didn't see the value at that point. Like, what was that turning point for you?
You know, it was seeing the power, right? The power and the capabilities. So really it was, you know, I thought about it the next couple of days. I'm like, here I am shutting the door before I even welcomed the opportunity, right? And obviously, I think this thing called the internet's going to stick around. So what really changed my mind was just looking at it several days later and go, you know what? I need to look at this holistically and beyond just the lens that I have today, sitting in my cube, you know, with a team of 10 individuals taking phone calls.
Yeah.
So that really opened up my eyes to where, especially in the technology business, right? Any crazy idea could be a good idea, but you do want to hear it.
Boy.
Right? All ideas are good ideas. They just need to be harnessed in the right direction.
You just dropped some major wisdom bombs, man. I can't wait for the social media clips of that. That was great stuff. All right. So as we get ready to wrap this bad boy, you know, I'm hoping that you guys take from this episode, this, what you just said there at the end, Rick, I hope that what you guys take from this, from someone that's been really successful for a long time, is that to continue to be open-minded and not be threatened or challenged by new technology, new things, because I see that happen so often, even in the technology world where we're supposed to be embracing technology, we see it as a threat. You mentioned ChatGPT. That's one of those things. A lot of people are afraid of it because they see it as a threat as opposed to trying to figure it out and trying to see how they can leverage that for their own personal growth or business growth. So that was awesome. I love it. And you're a Crown and Coke guy too. I can't believe I missed that. Crown and Coke, huh?
You know, it was behind the desk when, yes, I am a Crown and Coke guy. Let's be real, right? So, but hey, you know what? To each his own. I'm a country guy.
Yeah.
Crown and Coke.
So I don't really judge. I don't judge. It's just that, you know, man, you know, you're a CRO for an MSP in the tech world. I'm expecting you're like the Blanton's guy. You got to have the high dollar whiskey, but I respect it.
You know, what you see is what you get, right? Which is the way I've always liked to operate, right?
That I respect.
I don't put on a show,
more.
Right? Yeah. So it's Crown and Coke for me. It's bourbon, and you know, business and bourbon here, and loving this the session that you've got here for us.
Love it. Well, hey, tell us how, or tell our audience, what's the best way to do business with you, your company? Like, how can they reach out?
Yeah, great question. So you can find us online at adcomsolutions.com. We have a contact us page there. Fill the information out. It actually comes into my organization. We will contact you within 24 hours. Or if you would like, just call, email us directly at info@adcomsolutions.com. Happy to get in touch with you. We can do any type of demos. The service that we have, now we're at the channel partners, right? So the service that we have is also a white label program to where we can actually brand it as your organization. So we're talking about new revenue streams for partners out there that would be interested in our services. So give us an opportunity to earn your business. I promise you, we'll take care of your customers.
I'm glad you said that. So I want to dig into it a little bit before we close.
Sure.
Who's the ideal partner for you guys?
Great question. So the ideal partner is really someone who's talking value to their clients, is really looking to expand their service offering with little capital expenditure, right? Because it's our service, our network operations center, our ServiceNow platform. We've got a lot of capital invested in our platform that a partner has zero upfront dollars. They can increase their top and bottom line by our service and extend our service to their customers in their own brand, their own manner.
Yeah.
And guess what? Provide a competitive differentiation in the market for themselves.
Okay. You're talking my language.
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, you know how to reach out now. And in the show notes, we'll also have contact information so you can make sure and follow Rick and his team and do business with them. This has been fun, man.
Oh, it's great. I love the venue. Appreciate the time here.
Yeah, it's been great. So, guys, listen. If you are not subscribed to Business and Bourbon, make sure you do that. Subscribe to Business and Bourbon. Make sure you're getting those episodes popping directly into your feed where you get to hang out with me and great leaders like Rick and just soak up their wisdom. If you're not educating yourself, guys, you're missing out. Like, I know in this world of, we talked about internet and the information age, but we're some of the dumbest people ever. We've got all the access to the information, but we're not accessing it. This is an easy way to do it. You just grab a glass, pour some whiskey in it, come hang out with us for 30 minutes.
There we go.
Rick, this has been awesome. Thank you all for watching. Until next time, we out.
Business and Bourbon was edited and produced by Glass Ripper Media. Hey, if you like this episode, we'd love it if you rated us 5 stars on your favorite audio or video platform. If you didn't like it so much, rewind it, have another drink. I promise you it'll sound better the next time around. Hey, we also love it if you joined us in our community at businessandbourbon.live. Yeah, go to businessandbourbon.live and join our community for free. You'll have access to exclusive content, and you'll know when we're going to be in your neck of the woods for our best-in-class Business and Bourbon live experience. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.